And I thought that was irresponsible and frankly naive.
I think what is irresponsible and naive is to have authorized a war without asking how we were going to get out. And, you know, I think Senator Clinton still hasn't fully answered that issue. The general principle that I was laying out is that we should not be afraid as America to meet with anybody.
Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton exchanging barbs last week on when to negotiate with our enemies and whether Clinton is being Bush-Cheney-light for wanting preconditions for any talks or whether Obama is being naive for not. That was the exchange over Clinton's naive remark. Here's that Bush-Cheney-light.
I don't want a continuation of Bush-Cheney. I don't want Bush-Cheney-light. I want a fundamental change.
This is getting kind of silly. You know, I've been called a lot of things in my life, but I've never been called George Bush or Dick Cheney, certainly. You know, you have to ask, what's ever happened to the politics of hope?
And with me now is Northern New Jersey Congressman Steve Rothman, who has just been named Northeast Regional Co-Chair of the Obama campaign. Congressman Rothman, thanks so much for coming on. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you for having me again, Brian. Appreciate being here.
And before we get into those politics, I said I was going to ask you about congestion pricing because your district does include the George Washington Bridge, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
And that means Fort Lee, where they've been speaking out with great concern, the mayor has in the last day. Do you have an opinion on this?
Oh, sure. First of all, we don't like to pay taxes in northern New Jersey. We pay enough. The second principle would be the only way we're going to willingly pay taxes is if we think that it's going to be a good investment for our state, our families, our children. And so when, for example, Governor Corzine mentioned that Mayor Bloomberg's plan might well result in $1 billion or more for New York share for a second rail tunnel under the Hudson River, which would allow New Jersey commuters, particularly from northern New Jersey, greater access to New York City through mass transit, that's something that appeals to us and might be worth considering. But we don't know yet what's going to be coming out of Albany. We don't know what the final proposal will be. So it will be hard in the abstract at this point to say exactly whether the project makes sense for New North Jersey commuters. We're waiting to see the fine print.
Okay. All right. On negotiating with enemies of the United States, is Senator Obama being somewhat naive, as Senator Clinton charges? Do presidents ever talk to enemy heads of state without preconditions?
Well, I think this this dispute reflects the fundamental difference between the candidates. Senator Obama represents new thinking. He represents someone who will not be constrained by the past, whether it's the Bush-Cheney administration or the Clinton administration. He is a very strong person, very smart. He's nobody's fool. He grew up in difficult circumstances, was raised around the world and in Chicago, and came up through the Chicago political system, nonetheless comes out with complete integrity and great reviews by Democrats, independents, and Republicans. He's not afraid to talk to anybody and let them know what's important for America and where we draw the line on behavior that's against our interests.
So if Obama is elected president, I can assume he's going to sit down with Ahmadinejad, Castro, whoever, no preconditions.
Well, I think President Obama will be very careful, circumspect, and wise in his use of the prestige of the office of president, but he will not be afraid to go anywhere in the world and be a symbol and representative of the United States, saying, this is who we are. We're not afraid of anyone. Our values are as good or superior to any other values, especially those of totalitarians and those seeking domination through murder. He will be a different kind of leader for the United States, someone who will unite Americans and who will attract great support around the world.
The last part of the last Clinton clip that I played asked, whatever happened to the politics of hope? And by that, she's referring to Senator Obama saying he's going to run a different kind of campaign, that he represents a different kind of politics. But by calling her Bush-Cheney-Light, And she's saying, well, she's been called a lot of things in her life, but certainly not Bush or Cheney. Is that getting, you know, down and dirty in a way that his campaign isn't supposed to represent?
Well, I think, as a matter of fact, it kind of reflects the kind of person he is. He didn't take the first shot. She or her campaign, and by the way, I have enormous regard for Senator Clinton, and if she's the nominee of our party, I'll support her thoroughly, with enthusiasm, because I think she will be a far more superior president than any Republican who's running. But Senator Obama represents a strong change for America in the right direction, and Senator Clinton's handlers shot the first arrow, if you will, claiming that Senator Obama's comments were irresponsible and naive. Senator Obama had two choices: say nothing, have them characterize him in a way that's not true, or to respond. And he responded. And I think we want from our president someone who will not take unfair attacks, who will respond appropriately and with the truth. And when he said that this does represent new thinking versus old thinking, that he is not afraid. America should not be afraid to talk to anyone in the world. And as a matter of fact, the policy of refusing to talk to people we disagree with, the Bush-Cheney philosophy, has resulted in one of the most destructive periods for America in our history.
But let me take Obama's remark seriously there for a minute, and my guest is Northern New Jersey Congressman Steve Rothman, just named the Northeast Regional Co-Chair for the Obama for President campaign. Because Senator Clinton has always tried to remain politically acceptable to the bipartisan mainstream establishment, if you will, on military and foreign affairs, maybe Senator Obama really is trying to propose a whole new paradigm in foreign relations, and maybe she does on one level literally represent Bush-Cheney light. Would you go that far?
Well, I think he was making a point. I wouldn't say she's George Bush or Dick Cheney, but what I would say is if you follow Senator Obama's career back when he was a state legislator in Illinois and now as a United States Senator, he's someone who gets the support of Democrats, independents, and Republicans. He crosses all lines, racial, religious lines. I mean, I'm a Jewish American congressman from New Jersey. The African American mayor of Newark has endorsed him. The Irish American mayor of Jersey City, Jerry Healy's endorsed him. The Asian American mayor of Edison, June Choi, has endorsed him. He's someone who crosses all lines of the political spectrum, race, religion, culture. He appeals to so many people because they know that his values are progressive. He's a person of great strength, intellect, and ability, but he will not be boxed in by the way things have always been done in Washington.
Give me the big picture, Congressman. Why did you decide to go with the Obama campaign?
Well, I've been thinking about it a long time, I think as most Democrats and most Americans have, which is who's the right person to support to be our next president. We need a fundamental change. We need someone with real intelligence and real ability. And on that level, Senator Clinton and Senator Obama each fit that category. I just think that Senator Obama is will be an extraordinary candidate for our party, bringing a lot more people to the Democratic column. He will also reunite Americans as president. He will be an inspiring new face to not only Americans, but to the whole world. Again, he is a strong person, a strong leader. He's nobody's fool. But he will bring the new thinking, the progressive ideas, and his work for 8 years in the Illinois legislature, not an easy place to operate, to Washington, where he'll have to work with Congress to achieve the very progressive but sound and reasonable agenda he wants us to pursue in universal health care, in education, in the environment, and in our foreign affairs in particular.
Governor Corzine, as you know, is just on before you, and I want to replay about 30 seconds of why he said he's supporting Senator Clinton.
Well, first of all, I think she's the most qualified. I think she's an individual that has great experience, probably one of the smartest people I've ever worked with in any place, private sector, public sector in my life. She knows the issue, she thinks about it, and she has a big heart. So I was a fan when I was in Washington as a colleague. I'm a fan as she runs for president, and I think she has demonstrated great skill in the debates.
Congressman, the first thing he mentioned is Senator Clinton's experience. Does Obama really have the experience to be the commander-in-chief and otherwise run the country? He was a state representative from Illinois, as you indicate, until 3 years ago, and he's never been an executive over anything larger than a Senate staff.
Absolutely, he has the experience, he has the ability, he has the judgment, he has the personality, he has the energy to be an outstanding commander-in-chief, a leader of our armed forces, as well as the president who can appeal to all segments of the American population to come together and to solve some of the biggest problems facing our nation. You know, there are, and by the way, I'm crazy about my governor, John Corzine. I think he's doing a great job. And I very much like Senator Clinton. I think she's a very able person. A lot of Democrats and perhaps a lot of people in the country are looking for a change. We've had 20 years of American history of a Bush or a Clinton as president of the United States. And a lot of us feel that, aside from, I believe, superior talents of Senator Obama, that it is also time for a change to bring new perspectives, new people into the White House to deal with our domestic and our foreign affairs.
And one thing before you go, the Democratic Congress is getting even lower approval ratings right now than the real Bush-Cheney heavy, if Clinton is Bush-Cheney light. Are you... you all down there blowing your chance as the majority party?
Oh, not at all. First of all, we've accomplished a great deal. We passed the 9/11 Commission recommendations. Even President Bush is going to sign them. We passed a very progressive farm bill last week. We passed the first minimum wage increase in more than a decade. We're going to double the number of kids under the Children's Health Insurance Program. We're passing a pay-for-comparable work bill. And just this week, we're going to be finishing up legislation and passing it to complete our lobbying reform efforts and get them onto the president's desk. So we've accomplished a lot. At the same time, we had to deal with a budget that the Republicans didn't pass last year, and to make our points about getting out of Iraq in a reasonable but a very immediate way. Most of the people are angry that we don't have the votes in the United States Senate to get our Democratic bills to the floor, whether it's with regard to Iraq or other things. But the American people put those Republicans in there who deprive us of the opportunity by filibustering. So we need the American people to give us some more Democrats in there so we don't have to face the Republican filibusters and can pass these things.
And we need
a Democratic president who will sign our legislation.
Candidate John Edwards says, send the president the same get-out-of-Iraq bill over and over and over again to keep on the pressure.
Well, the House keeps voting that way, but as you know, in the Senate, it's not just a 51 majority that's needed. We have 51 Democratic votes, but we need 9 more Republicans just to get the bill to the floor in the Senate, because in the Senate, it's not majority rules. You need 60 votes just to get the bill on the floor, and the Republicans have not been willing to give us the 9 votes just to get the Senate to vote on these Iraq measures there. And so that may be a small point of political science for Americans to appreciate, but it's the truth. Why can't the Senate pass the same bills the Democratic House has passed to get out of Iraq? Because then we don't have 9 Republicans in the Senate to make up 60 votes to get those things to the floor so they can be voted on and moved
and
to the president.
That's where we have to leave it. Congressman Steve Ruffman, Democrat from Northern New Jersey. Now the Northeast Regional Co-Chair of the Barack Obama for President campaign. Congressman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in just a minute, Steve Ettlinger, the author of a new book called Twinkie Deconstructed. And it's about a lot more than Twinkies. Stay with us.